This week's episode of The Unwind is brought to you by Green Man Gaming. You can get 20% off the latest games by going to thecommentist.com and clicking on the banner.
I'm very close to you right now, but that's because it's the only place I can sit where there's shade.
What up, nerds? Welcome to episode 93 of The Unwind, a weekly show where we talk about tech, games, gadgets, and geek culture. My name is Rob Steller.
I'm Sean Thomas.
I'm Josiah Hills. So, to start us off today, topic number one, I'm saying this half jokingly, but I do want to talk a little bit about sexist and racist emoji.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the result. So, I installed iOS 10. Recently,
iOS 10 is racist.
Well, no, it just gives you access to the new emoji approved by the whatever emoji body.
I know you're being sarcastic, but I kind of wish that existed.
What, the emoji body?
Yeah, the United. What would it be called?
Like it's like ICANN, but
it's iOS. What is it? ISO text, whatever. Whatever it is.
Do you think all their like their legal documents and like the agenda will all be in emojis? Like they literally can't talk in letters. They have to use emoji for everything.
So
who put an eggplant?
This
in
gets
here?
More every the more we spin off on this, the more excited I am about a universal body of emoji people.
Well, that's what it is.
Just emojis.
It's the people who manage the keyboards.
Yeah.
The ASCII text people or whatever. So so couple things. Number one. Emojis stem from like smiley faces and stuff like that. And historically, smiley faces have been yellow, kind of that Bart Simpson yellow,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So while I don't see many people that color, I feel like the yellow is a cartoony version of white people, Caucasians. And I feel like it's ratified by or supported by Bart Simpson, right? I mentioned that character on
Bart's
purpose.
Bart's white?
Yes.
I bet you there's an article somewhere that's is like why the emoji started out as yellow somewhere.
I'll find it by the end of the show.
Yeah. So then they started doing these variations of emoji with more human-like features rather than just a simple round face, right? So you've got a man, a woman, etc., with hair, etc., etc., right? And so now fast forward to the modern era of emoji, and there are several emoji that look more humanistic, and with the last round of updates, you're now able to change their skin tone. So if you've got an updated phone, you can send different skin tones to your friends, and I think there's roughly 6 or 7 skin tones, going from very fair to fairly dark skinned. So I think it's a fair representation of what you'd see on this planet.
Is that new to iOS 10?
No.
Okay.
That's
I think Windows has it and Android definitely has it.
Yeah,
as well.
It's been out for about a year.
Yep.
But with iOS 10, they enabled some of the newly ratified. These were ratified about 2 months ago, where they take a lot of the male emoji and now add a female component, right? So there was a construction worker that was just male, and now there's a female version of the construction worker, that sort of thing. So I just want to go through some of the ones that are the female versions that kind of give me pause, and then go over a couple of the male the skin tone versions that kind of give me pause. So starting with the female ones, there is a bride, and that's it. So there's no groom.
Huh.
It's just a bride.
Really?
And so apparently that's something that women are supposed to do. There's also a princess.
Be a bride. I want to be a princess. What the hell,
there's
man?
A princess, right? So there's a female character, emoji character with a crown.
No king?
And there's no king.
No.
I swear to God, look it up.
I'm looking.
Also.
Wait, how would you look? You don't have an iPhone.
Shut up. I'm looking on my phone.
Also, so there was the gentleman in the turban.
Gentleman.
Right? And so now there is a woman in a turban, which is not, I know it can happen, but.
Not a hijab though, right?
Like right. I think it would have made more sense to have her in a headscarf or a hijab or something like that. Yeah. So I just, That one I don't think is terrible. It's just kind of a weird misstep.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Before we move away from the sexist ones, Sean, you're about to respond. What do you guys think of these? And like I said, I say this somewhat tongue-in-cheek. I don't feel like any wars need to happen. Nobody needs to get fired or anything like that. But
so they have a groom in Android's Messenger app.
Really?
Yep. At least it looks like it's a dressed-up guy. They have the bride that you were saying. They do have, although they don't have. Oh, they do have a king as well, and they have the guy, the London police guys with the hats.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Racist.
I'm gonna send you that all the time now. But it's a guy, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. There's no king.
Oh, so
and there's no groom.
Yeah, so it's interesting because when you were testing out some of the emoji to Android phones,
right?
And you sent the I accidentally sent Monica all these emojis. You sent me the female construction worker, which does not exist in Android phone, so mm-hmm. It ended up just showing up as construction worker female sign.
yeah. So any comments?
Do you think
there need to be wars and people overturning cars in the streets?
I mean, is it that hard just to make one of each, like male and female of everything you're doing? I don't know. Like, it seems like it's not that much effort to, like, I don't know. I feel like this could have been prevented.
Josiah complaining could have been prevented.
No. Like, I've seen other people, like, it was a big deal when there were, like, female construction workers.
Yeah.
And female other, like, scientists, I think was the other one, right? So I think, yeah, there are easy fixes for
this. Yeah, I can't imagine that it's that difficult. I don't know what the thought process is, and some of it gets a little tricky, I guess. Even let's think for a second, if you think about the groom picture, even within the groom, I do think there are, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think there are situations in which, say, in a lesbian couple, there will be a girl wearing a tux. So mm-hmm. there could be another situation where both are in a bride's outfit. What is that called?
A wedding dress?
Yeah, a wedding gown. But I don't know if it would go in reverse. I mean, there's no reason why it wouldn't be, and it's not like you couldn't, but I would assume in gay weddings, it's usually not guys wearing a bridal gown. But I don't really know. I don't know whether it's always tricky when you start.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could
this.
Only make so many, right? Like, you can only anticipate so many. So one thing I want to point out, so they have emojis for, in Android, they have emojis for two people kissing, and they have man, woman, 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 man, man in that.
Yep.
And then they have, but you can't change race in that one.
Yeah, that's
and
the
then
same.
They have families, and they have like one kid, two kids,
right.
Like whatever. But they don't. You can't change the race of those families.
Right. Either. Exactly. So that's what I was going to transition to. So you know, you can argue that okay, well, maybe yellow is kind of this.
It's like Legos.
Generic.
Yeah, it's just this generic.
Why is yellow on everything?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yellow
saying
is
white,
not just
not.
Yellow. Yellow is actually default, and default is white. It's Caucasian. It's just a cartoony version of the default, and the default is white. The other piece of evidence that I would throw out there is look at the hairstyles, right?
Yeah.
There's no natural textures in the hairs. There's no curly hair. And again, I get that you can't make every single version out there. It just becomes this crazy spiraling road of...
Maybe that's our $1 million idea, man.
Yeah, Emoji Maker, it's already an app.
People, but, actually, most people don't know this. The reason why Apple increased the base storage was to increase the number of emojis.
They needed
all the extra space in their
storage.
Okay, without a doubt, I'm sure this stuff is pretty easy to do. I don't think it takes a tremendous amount of resources for any of these companies to make more emojis. And I'm not... Obviously, I am a fan of inclusiveness. I'm not good enough on this topic, but where the quote line is. Like, I remember there was something that came out that Facebook, for your gender identity, it was something like 52 or something.
Yeah.
To be totally honest, I don't think I can name 52 possible identities, so I'm not even sure what that encompasses. And I don't know where any of these lines get drawn, because the question is, you obviously want to be more inclusive, but then there's a question, are you always going to miss something? And at what point... I don't even know. This might be a stupid thing to say, but like, say you do the family. Family composition could be incredibly complex.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's the thing, is that they actually have a lot of varieties of families. So let me just count them real quickly. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times 4. 24 different, well, plus one more. So it's 25 different family combinations. None of them go over 2 children, but they've got pretty much every other combination. One dad with a boy and a girl. One dad with 2 girls. One dad with 1 boy. One dad with 2 boys. One mother with all those combinations, right? So they've got 25 different family combinations, but you can't change the skin tone on any of them.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right? So it's kind of this idea of family is a white thing only.
Yeah.
Even a non-nuclear family is a white family only, which is just really bizarre. And especially because they already have the precedent of just tapping and holding to change the color, and then that becomes your preset.
Right.
And so I can always send you a brown thumbs up, and you can send me a light, fair-skinned, white, pasty white thumbs up.
Yeah, white chocolate.
That's some sort of thing, right? And you look at it, and you talk about how many variations can they have, and where does it stop? Well, let's see. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different types of fucking notebooks, right? Because I might need a red notebook or a blue notebook or an orange notebook.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on. The real question is, how many different colors of poop emoji are there? Because
it's
if
all
I can't,
brown. We all poop in brown.
Racist poop emojis.
You know what's funny though? You're making a joke out of that. I feel like the poop emoji is one of the more popular emojis. Like that is one of those, like, you have to have a poop emoji because everybody wants shit.
So I'll start to wrap this up because, like I said, I'm half joking here, but so they have the haircut emoji, right? And typically that's been female only.
Yeah,
now they have a male version.
Oh, do they?
But again, the same thing. Even though you can change the color of the skin tone,
not the hair.
The hair texture is very straight, right? So it's you're imagining cutting a white person's hair. They have so a bunch of different sports emoji, so like, you know, a snowboarder and a jogger and stuff like that. So that, I'll say the snowboarder, you can't change their skin tone, but it's okay because they're all wrapped up, right? There's no skin exposed. And then you get to the golfer, and guess what? They added a male and they added a female golfer. That's great. You cannot change the golfer's skin tone. For some reason, you can change the weightlifter skin tone. You can change the runner skin tone. You can change the guy in the shower skin tone. You can change
whites
all these.
Only at the golf club.
Apparently,
man.
Golfing is a white only thing. They refuse to acknowledge Tiger Woods and that sort of thing. And then the last thing, this one I feel is by far the most egregious, and I'm not really joking when I say this. This is very bizarre to me and borderline offensive because I think it's just so obvious. But for a long time, they've had a young boy. And that's actually what Siri will say if you have her speak the
young
emoji.
Boy.
And
I send that emoji to
young man.
Someone. Young boy.
And so now they have the young girl. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the young boy is that he has blonde hair and blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. You can make him the darkest skin tone.
What?
And he will have blonde hair and blue eyes. And guess what? So does the girl now.
That's awesome.
It's like, I don't know this person exists on this planet.
You actually got the sticker pack.
Naturally.
Now we have to exclusively send ridiculously mixed race and hair emoji to each other.
Yeah, so
only it's green afros like FIFA.
Yeah, it's like, where are my anime emoji?
Yeah.
I need pink hair.
I actually just checked your phone. You got the wrong sticker pack. It's the one, a reimagining of what happened in World War II. And actually, they won. So now everybody has blonde hair.
Okay.
So it's actually accurate.
Yeah. Oh, but, this is the Nazi pack?
Yes.
Okay.
Just,
very good. Very
you
good.
You saw I and you thought it was iOS. It was actually Nazi OS.
Yeah. So like I said, half joking here, but I just find it very bizarre that, you know,
yeah,
for them to
oversight.
Go down the road and say, oh, yeah, it's silly. It's 2017, 2016. We should probably have male and female representation, and we should probably have different skin tones. So let's technologically figure out how to do that, and then they do a shit implementation.
Am I
like
the only
this.
One that still uses characters for smiley things, like colon?
Oh, I do that, but it usually converts it.
Really? Mine doesn't.
Oh.
I actually, like, that's still how I...
Still using Windows 10? I mean, my real question is, if I send you a white middle finger, Rob. Am I appropriating your culture? That's what I want.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Moving on.
All right. Let's move on to the change up brought to you by Green Man Gaming. You can get 20% off the latest games by going to the Commentist website and clicking on the banner. So the change up for this week is, what are you watching, especially with all of the fall summer shows wrapping up and the fall shows kicking in again? What are you watching now? What did you just watch? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah. So you guys know I don't have the cable. I just watch things on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, wait. Now none of us have cable.
I mean, I have service, though.
Yeah, but you don't have cable.
But I do not have cable, correct.
Oh, yeah.
None of us, like, if you look behind our TVs, there are zero cords, because that's what it means. There's just nothing.
I have so many cords behind my TV.
Yeah, it's battery-operated TV. So yeah, I'm watching two things, but they're not recent. They're throwbacks, because I'm on those services that I just described. So on Amazon, I started watching the 9th season of Doctor Who, which is a season behind. Mm-hmm. And I'm just one episode into it, so it's pretty good.
So that's still the newest Doctor, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I actually watched the last 3 episodes of season 8 just as a refresher to kind of get back into things. And then I watched the first episode of season 9. And very excited to finish the season, because I love Doctor Who. And then I also started watching, they're calling it the third season, but I have a friend, so I'm watching The Great British Bake Off, and...
You're going to have to explain here.
I'll explain. And so the premise is that you have, I think, 12 or 13 competitors who every week do a baking competition. So it's not just cakes, right? Because you can bake several things. So they and each show has a theme. So the first one was cakes, and then after that they did biscuits, which to British people means cookies. but they can do sweet or savory cookies. And then the third one was breads. And so they go through the whole season like that. And so in a single episode, you'll have 3 different competitions over a weekend. So on the Saturday, you'll start out by doing something that you've practiced all week. And then on the second half of that Saturday, you do something that is a surprise to everybody. So it's called their technical challenge. So they'll say, okay, make this special type of biscuit that's a French delicacy or something that you've probably never heard of.
It's an American one. There's cheeseburgers, pizza, lasagna.
Yeah, exactly.
All so two biscuit. Of the 3 things you said are Italian.
Because they're so integrated in American culture.
And then lasagna? On the third day.
Yeah, totally. Garfield eats lasagna.
That's American culture. Yeah.
That is American
Garfield
culture.
Does it.
And then on the third day, you do this showstopper challenge. So you like do a really all out, very amazing presentation. So I have a friend who's in the UK, and she was explaining to me that, no, Josiah, it's not actually the third season. It's like the 6th season for whatever reason. You've just gotten 3 of them.
Yeah,
it's basically like Final Fantasy. You're on Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Dragon Ball Z.
She also explained that. Well, I call it the Bake Off because that's the real name. But for whatever reason, in America, they call it the Great British Baking Show, because apparently we can't handle the word Bake Off. So it's kind of bizarre. But I love it, and started watching that. So like I said, I'm into the 3rd episode. It's a lot of fun.
Dude, do they call each other wankers a lot?
No, it's a family show.
That's a bad
show.
Word, man.
Yeah, I know.
Family show.
Can't say that on TV.
You could probably say
no.
Britain.
You can't say that.
They have no rules in Britain. You just don't know. It's just crazy.
I just finished watching the first season of Mr. Robot. I know now I'm a season behind. That was awesome. I am thoroughly in that.
You're welcome.
Show. Yes.
Well, yes. You know what's funny? You saw the first season.
No.
Sean
recommended. I'm just saying.
See, I watched some of the shows you recommend, just not one.
But you didn't watch it because of me. I didn't recommend it to you. I
yeah,
just told
yeah,
you I was
did.
Watching it.
No, you definitely
yeah,
did.
You recommended it on this show.
Oh, yeah, because okay. I had to drag my girlfriend.
I guess at this point, I've convinced myself that there's no way you can watch this show.
Somebody else must have told him to watch it. I take your opinions very much to heart,
thank
Sean.
You. Thank you.
Just don't watch The Wire. And now it's more of just I don't want to watch it to piss you off.
I know.
So my girlfriend got me into Parenthood, which was
a few years.
Oh, wait, before you get on that, I just want to say, so with Mr. Robot, I mean, there are twists that happen in the show, and Rob started watching it, and he asked me about it, and he 100% guessed the twist. Like, oh, yeah. I think it's this, and I had to sit there and totally pretend, like, I don't know, though, does it make sense? I'm like, fuck, he got the whole thing, and I just had to totally bullshit him, but yeah. That didn't work.
So I'm watching Parenthood now, which is like 6 or 7 like long seasons. Like they're 40-minute episodes. Like
not what I expected you to watch, but
probably about the same length as The Wire. I like
The Wire is a full 60 minutes because it's HBO.
Oh right. So. Mm. But it's not 6 seasons though, is it?
It's 5.
5. Yeah. Anyway, so looking forward to watching Walking Dead. It starts up again at the end of October, I think. So definitely looking forward to that show.
Cool.
Gotta know what happened, man. Gotta know what happened. The big cliffhanger at the end of last season.
There's a meme that everybody uses for The Walking Dead. I don't know what it is. It's him talking to the kid. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
If you see the picture, you'll know what
it is. I'll probably know what it is. But I've like avoided everything. I have not watched. I accidentally saw part of a trailer for the next season, but like I've avoided any news about it, like any posters, like anything. I'm just not. I don't want to know anything.
John dies. Twice because he comes back as a zombie and then they kill him.
I can't believe that I wish that show would go on forever.
Really?
Yeah.
So generally, just as a thing with shows, especially because now shows are serialized, I feel such the opposite way. There's a point where you can tell, like, these guys don't have that many ideas left. Yeah, just end the show.
But I kind of want them to spin off. Like, I want to see
other... did, right? Isn't it like
Game of Thrones?
What are you talking about?
You were talking about Jon Snow, weren't you?
No, oh no, it was a joke. I just made up a name.
Twice.
I said,
I guess he didn't.
I didn't even think about it that way. I totally just said the name John, and then. Wow, that was a more clever connection than
Game of Thrones is. Actually, Walking Dead, I did see one article that said, like, yeah, we have no intention of stopping this show. So I'm like, all right.
I mean, it's doing so well. Yeah, I remember when Breaking Bad finished. Breaking Bad was a big show, and Walking Dead was like multiple times Breaking Bad in terms of viewership. It's huge for AMC. So I've been watching Danny Glover's
Atlanta.
Yeah, it's really good show. To check that out.
And the crazy thing is, I guess, I don't know, I've watched it a bunch of times with different people, and every single person has seen it genuinely wanted to keep watching it, which
it's
I don't know. Awesome. I guess I don't think it speaks to everybody, so I'm surprised at everybody, but I've watched it with at least 5 different people.
So,
and everybody's
well written,
like,
though.
Yeah, I'll keep watching this.
Yeah, it's so
good. And it's really funny, and I think it's cool. It actually, in a weird way, reminds me of Aziz Ansari, where it's like, so Danny Glover was in Community, and I'm sure Rob, I know you felt the same way when he left Community. It was like, damn, he was one of the best characters.
Yeah.
But he said he wanted to expand. He started doing his music and stuff like that. And this is like, it's very cool to see him do his own thing, and it's really good. And same thing with Aziz. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could have been Randy and what's his name in Parks and Rec?
Sean Haverford.
What?
That's his name.
Is
Parks and Rec? Yeah.
Tom Haverford.
Tom. Yeah. You're just looking at me.
No, I mean, it sounds the same.
Yeah. Anyway, it's cool to see, you know, Aziz. He could have just been typecast as
Resident
this, like,
Aziz.
This lame character, like just this specific thing. And he turned into an amazing show. Yeah. Same thing with Atlanta. Like it's a really genuinely funny show in its own specific way, but it deals with really heady topics. Surprising range of topics, too. Mm-hmm. But I really like it. They're only on their 4th episode, but they've already been renewed for a 2nd season, so I'm excited.
Cool. Let's move on to the second topic of the day. So, you may know I'm a bit of an impulsive buyer. I'm a bit of an early adopter. I like new technology things. So I finally, I think I may have mentioned this, but I made the dive into 4K. So I did a lot of research running up to this and consulted you guys a lot moving up to this decision about what TV to get, brand, like, you know, all the whole like HDR support and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then we got into the world of we remembered how much bullshit there is in TV marketing. Like, I get everything has BS, but man, like, it is just so
like refresh rates. Basically, every company doubles it in their marketing speak. So it's like,
240 effective refresh rate.
Yeah, at least like the guy at Best Buy was completely honest. So this is a real thing. So basically they say what it'll say some kind of refresh rate. And the Best Buy guy said this, and I think it ends up being true. If they don't say refresh rate is this, if they say like
any other
clear picture 120, you know it's usually it's half of whatever it says.
Right.
And sometimes it gets ridiculous. Like Sony had something that was like 960, which is like if you divide it by two, it doesn't even make sense. Like what, a 480 hertz TV? I don't even know what that is.
So ended up going with, I found a deal on eBay that was on Slick Deals to get a mid-range. So that was the other big thing too, is like there's a big difference between the lower range, which tend to be about like 600-700, and then once you step up to the mid-range, you're at like 11, 13, 1500-ish. So I found a good deal on this one Samsung that I had my eye on, and was, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks, I think, I was doing research, right?
Yeah.
A few weeks. So the primary reason behind that, the decision to buy 4K and invest in that, is because I invested in a GTX 1080, which is right now one of the highest performing cards. And really wanted to push games that I had on the PC to 4K and actually see what this card was capable of and actually push it. And
gotta mine those rocks in 4K.
Funny enough, I got back into The Witcher 3 because it has unbelievable graphics like in 4K, and when you actually like are playing it in native 4K, it's ridiculous.
Look at the grass.
Oh, it's amazing. So the other piece of this too is we talked about upgrading or the mid-cycle upgrades to consoles, and PS4 Pro is coming out in November, right?
Yep.
And the Xbox One S just came out, both of which have 4K video support, and also the Xbox One S has 4K Blu-ray support. Also, both have HDR support now. Actually, I guess the regular PS4 also does, but I don't really know what that means.
I don't. Yeah, it's not full HDR.
So ended up going, I had a gift card to Microsoft, so I'm selling my Xbox One and upgrading to an Xbox One S because why not? And so, yeah, 4K. What do you think about it?
Well, there are also two things within 4K. So you were saying like low and mid range, and so whatever, mid range goes up to $1,500 or something like that. And they're very good TVs.
There's also like high range of thousands.
Well, so
of
this
dollars.
Is what I want to say. So the next step up that a lot of people consider the difference is OLED. I think LG is basically the only TV manufacturer making them.
Sony had one.
I don't think so. I think they made one.
What's the stated benefit to OLED?
So the it's supposed to be colors and contrast. And I will say, so the thing is, OLED is still incredibly expensive to make. So that's why literally all OLED TVs, I think even like 1080p, are thousands of dollars. So you're looking at a completely different price range. It was weird. This almost reminds me when I was going mattress shopping. When we looked at it in Best Buy, I was like, yeah, this OLED looks good, but I wasn't like, okay, it didn't seem noticeably like, I don't think you were blown away either, where you're like, wow. I was in a Best Buy the other day though, and I saw one OLED, and I was like, "Oh shit, this looks different."
I mean, the one that
they
had on their main display for Sony that was like $5,000 looked really nice. Like it looked like better, and I think it was just the colors and contrast, like you said.
So I'm curious.
It made a difference.
You know, my brother.
But the Sony doesn't have an OLED, but they did something. The guy said
whatever their highest range TV was looked better.
So, yeah, OLED, you can get really bright, especially, like, in sunlight. So, you know, if you've got bad lighting in your living room or something like that, you can have bright pictures and high contrast, in part because of the bright colors, but also because the true blacks. Like, you don't have to have a big screen, like a big phosphorescent light bulb, which are going to kind of make the blacks gray, right? So you can get that high contrast by definition. But, and this was a few years back, but my brother, who's a chemist, you know, the O in OLED stands for organic. So what you're doing is having organic molecules light up. So it's kind of like a lightning bug, right?
So you're saying there's little minions in the back.
Yeah, basically. So the lightning bug, right, there's no electricity. It doesn't have to pass light through it like a stained glass window or anything like that,
right? So that's how traditional LEDs work. You change the color of the liquid crystal, and then you pass light through it. And that's LCD. But light emitting diode, you have the tiny dots, the pixels, and they're passing light through a filter of red, green, and blue to make all the different colors of the rainbow. Whereas in an OLED, the pixels themselves are lighting up fairly true to those colors themselves. And so part of the problem was that you had a relatively short shelf life. Like, they didn't last as long as traditional LEDs. And then the other piece that would be a tricky thing was there was ghosting because the refresh rates were lower. So I guess they figured that out, because this conversation my brother and I was having maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago.
Oh.
So I guess they figured that out, but they haven't figured it out for really big screens, and I don't know.
I think my understanding is the picture technology is great. It's just they don't know how to manufacture screens that size without it costing an absurd amount. Like, I've seen it multiple times, people say, like, the OLEDs are separate. Granted, I don't know that much about this stuff. So if you were to give me a gift and one was a regular 4K and one was an OLED, I'm not sure if I'd be like, this is like your TV, Rob, looks really good. And another thing, I don't know if this matters, but doing some research said that basically all the regular TVs, they're listed as LED TVs, but they're all LCDs. They're just lit up with LEDs in the back.
Yeah.
And so they're not really... I don't know what an LED TV would be, but
and Josiah, this was the first point you made to me when I started looking was HDR support, right? And I think HDR, so the high dynamic range and colors makes the biggest difference. I think jumping from my 1080 to this 4K TV, more so than just the higher pixel density, is definitely HDR support.
Yeah,
it's interesting because HDR. I don't know. I don't feel. I mean, I still remember, what was it, in Half-Life 2, the Lost Coast demo where they added HDR support. But I was surprised that with 4K, that is like it's the secondary push. It's you get in 4K and HDR, and even the new iPhone. They didn't change the resolution. They basically added HDR because it has a wider color gamut. Which, as far as I know, that's pretty much what HDR is, right?
Even with the consoles now, like, that's the buzzword, right? They're focusing, I think, more so than 4K, they're pushing.
Well, partly because
HDR
they can
thing.
Do it without new hardware, but yeah, I think it does make a big difference. The question mark, though, is it's not a true standard yet, right? It's not like USB-C, that's a true standard, and blah, blah, blah. So, so yeah, it definitely seems to be making an impact, and it looks better. Rob and I were talking about, he uses his 4K TV. It's connected to his computer, so a lot of times he'll be using it as a real computer, so coding and stuff like that. And so he's got a little TV tray where he sits fairly close to the TV, so the text is much more
it's
crisp.
It's a huge
at that
difference
range.
With text.
Because, you know, with a 1080, the rule of thumb was, okay, you take the diagonal, so let's say 60 inches, and you need to sit twice that distance away from the television for it to look like there are no pixels, right? And so with 4K, I guess you just would need to sit the length itself. It's not an exact doubling, but because they're not actually 4,000 pixels on that one dimension. It's usually like 3,800 something. But you went with the 55 inch?
Yep.
Right? So roughly 55 inches away from the TV, you won't see any pixels.
I will say the game that funny enough, the game that made the biggest difference with HDR was No Man's Sky.
Really?
So playing that game, like, the game looks pretty good. Like, the art style and the way they use colors is pretty cool just the regular way. But then once I had HDR on, it looked completely different.
I want to see that. I haven't looked at
it.
Colors, it did look much
the colors
better.
Are super vivid, super bright. Like, the world itself just seems to light up a lot more than when I was playing it before then.
And so that's a setting in the game, right? Or how do these settings work?
I don't know.
Because I know in games there are things where you can turn on... I thought you could turn on HDR, but it doesn't even make sense now that I think about it.
Well, so the thing is, right, so if a character is wearing a pink shirt and the background is pink, then how do you tell the difference between those pinks, right? And so you could code it, say, like, this is hex code whatever, and this is 5 away from that other pink, right? But if your TV can't show it,
right,
it can't show it. So then what some games companies will do, some developers will do, is just to say, well, nobody's going to see it. It all washes out. So it's just the same thing and everything fades into the background because it's the same shade. But if you have a television that can show it, that's what I assume that the download packs are doing. They're basically saying, oh yeah, they're reconfiguring the color coding
to do, okay.
To take it advantage of the fact that you have TVs that can show it. So before it was just taking shortcuts to say, it's close.
It's interesting because like the first time I booted up No Man's Sky after I got this TV, I was like, oh, this is much closer to what I thought it was going to look like in the trailer.
Is that where the rest of the game is?
Yeah, you find just a
base
HDR.
Building, but just it's all invisible because you just couldn't see it. It's all in there. People just
there's the dinosaur alien thing.
That's cool. I really want to see that because it's interesting with HDR2 because HDR2, it's actually the next one that's coming out. You don't have it yet. No, but with HDR, kind of like VR, it's very difficult to demo. Yeah. I saw a clip from the PS4 conference or the Sony conference.
Yeah, and they talked about HDR a lot.
And they specifically said, though, they said, so this is with HDR off and this is with HDR on. And he specifically said, but you actually probably can't see the difference because our projector doesn't have HDR. So you'll have to see it on our TVs in the demo room, because so in that same thing it's like I don't know how you would sell it. Like, my TV doesn't have HDR. I don't even know what it would look like if you tried to simulate it. Maybe you would just try to use harsher colors in different ways to have that contrast, but it's interesting though. I kind of want to see what it looks like, because I don't know how it'll affect regular TV and things like that if they're not showing it in HDR. Is there any I guess there can't be any equivalent to upscaling, right? Like, there's no... I mean, they would have to change colors.
Well, so this is why it's confusing me how the PS4, the launch one, is getting HDR support. That doesn't make sense to me.
Again, it's just saying show more colors because the output can show more colors. It's just saying here's a more rich... Instead of, if you do a paint by numbers, right? Mm-hmm. It's just more numbers. Right. Instead of saying, okay, one is yellow and two is blue and red, then it's like one is yellow and two is orange yellow and three is orange red and then four is red, and you're just adding more data points.
And I should say, related to this, so we talked about this, there was a whole issue with HDMI, and Josiah, you were basically right. So the thing is, one other problem is the PS4 has HDMI, I think 1.4, and HDR support came with HDMI like 2.0a or something like that. And basically, you can't get a firmware update to increase your HDMI. That's hardware. But like you were saying, Josiah, and I think you mentioned this when we talked about it, it's that there's no good standard. So my understanding is the PS4, the original one, is going to get a lower version of HDR. And this makes sense, because when we were looking for TVs, there were a bunch of TVs that said HDR, and it wasn't until we looked at reviews, they were like, this does have HDR, but it's not as wide as like the good HDR. Yeah, right. And the funny thing is, there's no good marketing language for the quote good HDR. I remember looking up, it was like numbers. It was some specific set of numbers, and I'm like, I don't even know what this means.
Yeah, it's almost like, it reminds me of 4G on phones, right?
Yeah.
Like 4G, LTE is true 4G, but AT&T was pushing out that they had 4G for a while, and it was like the Edge plus 2 or something. It's kind of bogus. So, you got to be careful of what you're buying. But I mean, ultimately, it comes down to go take a look, and if you like it, buy it, right? Yeah. If the price is right. And I think, Rob, your television is awesome.
but you also hit that. I mean, since I use this as a primary monitor for my computer a lot, it makes, just reading text and web browsing and things like this, it's night and day from the 1080 screen that I had. So
yeah, without HDR, he couldn't see the black text on white background.
I will say, there was a time when Sean and I were setting up the TV and we were in the settings or something like that, and most of the screen was black, and I was like, I don't know if the TV's on. How good the blacks are. It's I don't even know.
I will say one other cool thing. So when you bought your last TV, you bought it with 3D support, and that was kind of the new thing.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if it's going to work out. I mean, honestly, every single new feature on televisions and technology, you're not sure what's going to happen. I think we're all pretty confident 4K is here to stay, because especially since we did the jump to HD, whatever, full HD back in the day, it seems like this is the next logical jump, and it seems easy for people to understand. Maybe not everybody will see the difference, and I'm not sure I don't know if the difference is as stark as going from standard definition to HD, but it's easier than doing, say, 3D, where it's a pretty different technology. You know, some was passive, active, you had different glasses.
I'm saying, like, I think the HDR is a bigger deal than jumping to 4K from 1080.
I think, and honestly, even, I mean, I don't, well, we have to mention at least once, there's this question of, you know, VR kind of flailing a bit. I had a lot of confidence in VR being something new, and we don't really know, because I don't think it's doing nearly as well as people had hoped it's doing. But 4K, I mean, there's still a dearth of content. It's really mostly Netflix, Amazon, and then a couple movies. Yep. Even Ultra HD Blu-rays, my understanding is, that there's a website, I forgot, Josiah, I think you sent it to us. But,
oh, yeah. I forget what it is. I think it's something simple like, is it really 4K?
Because there are a lot of 4K Blu-rays out there, but a lot of them are not real. Like, they might just be upscaled. But the best ones were either shot originally in 4K and they have that film, like that, or they have that digital, those digital files, or they're taking it from actual film and they're converting it to 4K, which will be real because analog.
I mean, that is a big downside right now. Is like. I mean, even cable doesn't have it, but we cut that anyway. So watching PlayStation View, which is on the lower end of quality anyway, definitely don't feel that full effect. Although I will say, so Stranger Things is the other thing I forgot to mention I want to watch and I haven't watched yet, which is one of the 4K shows on Netflix. And I think both of you have actually seen just small clips of it. Because we were testing when I got my TV, we tested it out a little bit.
I think we were watching Master of None.
That's what it was. Oh, because Stranger Things had that weird effect, so it made it look somewhat grainy.
That's right. Filter. We did watch it. Yeah, they have a filter to make it look like it's from the 80s, and it comes out really stringy on a 4K TV. Well, it's kind of weird.
I mean, at the end, with all the evil clowns in the end, you're going to see all the different colors.
You're spoiling shit for me.
Damn it. Forgot about that. Actually, that's good for Master of None. You can tell the difference between all the brown people, right? It's like, that person is Indian. That person is Pakistani. That person is Saudi Arabian.
Yep. That's exactly it.
I think...
Master of None did look wicked nice, though.
It did, but it still had that... What did you call it? Like the soap opera effect? Where it almost looks like you're on the set.
High frame rate.
When things get too crisp, it's almost like you're on the set instead of watching the movie. And it's weird.
And I don't know where that's going, because I remember Peter Jackson was really pushing for it. That's what he did with The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And one thing, they had said, interestingly enough, with high frame rate video, it brings out a lot more detail, apparently. So it's actually better to use CGI than real sets, because you'll be able to see real sets, the fakeness of them. Whereas with CGI, you can kind of increase the resolution and, I don't know, have better textures or something like that. So the fake CGI actually looks better in high frame rate. But I don't know how that's going to carry out. Yeah, like, I hate that effect, that soap opera effect. And I don't know how that'll work moving forward in... how they do that with this, but I don't know. I hope. Although, actually, oh wait! Now that you have the Xbox One S, you do have something to play 4K Blu-rays.
Oh, also, it's realorfake4k.com.
Yeah, I just looked it up. Yep.
So we'll have to find something to test it out
until we get 8K.
There it is. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode of The Unwind. Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe to us on the iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Store. You can find us on YouTube by searching for The Commentist. Please share us with your friends. You can leave comments and submit questions and topics to us directly by going to theunwind.audio. Also, be sure to check out thecommentist.com, where you can see all of our other great podcasts, such as
The Unwind,
Roll to Hit,
Sky on Fire,
Kiss Crest,
Bearded
Vegans. There it is. And we'll see you next week.
So, guys, I've decided I'm not getting up during the intro anymore until Apple makes a golf emoji with my skin color on it.
You're going to take a knee?
Yeah. Decided.